Einstein was uneasy with this discovery of chance and probability at work in the heart of the quantum atom. Causality appeared to be at risk, even though he no longer doubted the reality of quanta. "That business about causality causes me a lot of trouble, too," he wrote to Max Born 3 years later, in January 1920. "Can the quantum absorption and emission of light ever be understood in the sense of the complete causality requirement? Or would a statistical residue remain? I must admit that there I lack the courage of my convictions, but I would be very unhappy to renounce complete causality." What troubled Einstein was a situation akin to an apple being held above the ground, that when let go, did not fall. Once the apple is let go, it is in an unstable state with respect to the state of lying on the ground, so gravity acts immediately on the apple, causing it to fall. If the apple behaved like an electron in an excited atom, then instead of falling back as soon as it was let go, it would hover above the ground, falling at some unpredictable time that can be calculated only in terms of probability. There may be a high probability that the apple will fall within a very short time, but there is a small probability that the apple will just hover above the ground for hours. An electron in an excited atom will fall to a lower energy level, resulting in the more stable ground state of the atom, but the exact moment of the transition is left to chance. In 1924, Einstein was still struggling to accept what he had unearthed. "I find the idea quite intolerable that an electron exposed to radiation should choose of its own free will not only its moment to jump off, but also its direction. In that case, I would rather be a cobbler or even an employee in a gaming house than a physicist."